Our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat have been running a series called Tourism's Tipping Point. For our reality check this morning, Honolulu Civil Beat's business reporter, Stuart Yurton, on the line. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine.
So you actually have, I think, two stories that rolled out today. Let's talk first about the trails.
Yeah, so one of the critical issues right now in Hawaii, where we have 10 million tourists a year and counting, is managing our trail system. We have 850 miles of trails, hiking trails in the state system alone, plus more managed by the National Park Service. The Board of Water Supply has property that it manages, and trails everywhere, and with tourists going all over the place on our hiking trails.
Well, you know, I have to confess, I had not been up to the Lanikai Pillbox for a while, at least a decade. And when I went up there, I think it was a couple of years ago at Christmas time, I was really shocked to see how worn down it was. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's getting really hard for the land department, which is, Department of Land and Natural Resources, really to keep up with the demand. It's hard for them even to figure out how many people are going to a lot of these trails. The numbers they do know show that it's increasing. Places like Diamond Head has 3,000 people a day on average hiking. And yes, that's right. The Pillbox is another example. It's a super popular hike, and they have lots of people going.
Yeah, and I have seen the vans and the tour buses lined up, queuing up at like 5:30 in the morning at Diamond Head, to be there ready in place when it opens at 6.
Right. So, Diamond Head's probably one of the easier ones to manage. I mean, we have trails all over the place that are hard to manage. People want to take a selfie and show their friends and everybody the fabulous places they went to here. We have beautiful hiking trails, but it causes problems. And, one of the examples, again, is the Haiku Stairs, the Stairway to Heaven. Board of Water Supply manages that. And people aren't supposed to be hiking up there, and they go anyway, and not only go, but post something on Instagram saying, look at this incredible hike in Hawaii. It's the best place. It's the best site in Hawaii. You've got to go.
Yeah, and I know another one, Manoa Falls Trail. I've covered many stories, and I think there was one fatality a couple of years ago, and I remember a young boy and his dad, they were on the trail, and they stepped back to allow some hikers to come down, and the little boy slid down that trail. So something that you might think isn't so dangerous can be.
That's right. One of the paradoxes that we're seeing here is that a lot of the trails that are really the easiest trails and most accessible are the ones where they have the most rescues from the Hawaii Fire Department. They're having to go out and rescue people a lot, and it's a big problem for them. People see, it's an easy hike, and they put their guard down, and maybe they get in over their head, and they have to be rescued. I think they said Diamond Head has about one rescue a week on average, or as many as one every 5 days on Diamond Head.
Yeah, no, I believe it. When you listen to those scanners every day, you hear them. Diamond Head Trail. I know they've talked a lot about we need more funding, to address these issues, whether it's the county first responders or DLNR. There's that issue. And I know you also have done a second story on a survey that they've put out.
That's right. Well, the University of Hawaii is doing really an extensive survey trying to figure out resident sentiment and the cost of benefits of tourism on the windward side around Kailua and Waimanalo, Lanikai, where we've really seen a growth in tourism. So surveys have gone out to emailed surveys to residents. And there'll also be on the spot taking surveys, interviewing people at the beach in Kailua Town and other places to get more information from residents and visitors. And when they say visitors, we mean visitors from anywhere not from that area. So if you go from town into Kailua, you might be stopped and someone wants to ask you a few questions from UH.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, we always hear the stories about, oh, gosh, my favorite restaurant is just, you know, there's a line now to go get the pancakes because there's so many tourists over on that side. But I guess I'll get a better handle on how many people are actually using, let's say, the Lanikai Pillbox.
They will. They'll have a better handle on that. And I think they'll try to get a better handle on just what you said. Well, there are more people in line ahead of you at the pancake place, but there are benefits too because there's more money going in. And it's a balancing and it's a trade-off. More money, more tourists, change in quality of life. It's kind of what we're looking at. And it's such a critical issue for our state, our economy, and our quality of life here.
But I guess we need good data. So if we need justification to ask for more money from lawmakers, it's there.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was business reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. To read the tourism series, visit sybilbeat.org.